It's 20 to 9 on RN Breakfast, and we're going to talk film now. In fact, in a moment, we'll be joined by the US documentary maker Joe Berlinger. He's here to talk about his latest Academy-nominated documentary, Paradise Lost 3. But first, Movie Times Jason DeRosso joins me in the breakfast studio.
G'day, Fran.
Let's discuss what's new in our cinemas today, Jason, Thursday being the new movie day, and a little-known Shakespearean play adapted for film and a Norwegian thriller. Let's take Shakespeare first, Coriolanus.
Coriolanus, yeah, not many people know about this play. It is one of his lesser-known plays. Ralph Fiennes stars in this play as Coriolanus, who is this Roman war hero. It's set in ancient Rome. This is the first time Ralph Fiennes has directed a feature as well. It's his debut as a feature film director. But it was shot in Belgrade, so it has a modern-day feel. It looks a little bit like a war movie that could be about the former Yugoslavia falling apart, for example. But it is about this super warrior, an elite warrior, and his fall from grace. He returns to Rome, and his mother, Vanessa Redgrave, in what must be one of the best performances of her late career, encourages him to go into politics. But he's not made for the compromises of politics. And in fact, this is all set against a Rome which is in great social upheaval. There are these enormous disparities in wealth between the haves and have-nots.
Oh, sounds like modern day.
There are parallels to the modern-day world, yeah. He tries to go into politics, but he despises what he terms as really the rabble, and soon his political enemies are working against him and getting the people very much against him, and he is banished from Rome. So he goes from war hero to outcast, and from that point on, he plots his revenge on the empire that he once fought for. It's wonderfully directed, this. And there are some great people behind the camera too. I mean, it's the same cinematographer who shot The Hurt Locker. And Ralph Fiennes, I think, in this, his first time in the director's chair, really acquits himself very well. And there's a wonderful set of, I mean, it's Shakespeare, so the English is Shakespearean, but there's a wonderful set of contradictions at play, and a wonderful ambivalence here in the original source material, which Ralph Fiennes brings to the fore. So it's a very complex political allegory, and at the centre, this awful sort of suffocating mother-son relationship is wonderfully explored as well.
Sounds great. Shakespeare with good directing and good acting. Sounds like a good rap to me.
Ask for more Coriolanus. Yeah.
Also released today, a Norwegian thriller about a corporate headhunter who doubles as an art thief, a mix of sex, violence, and even comedy. Does it work?
A little bit of comedy. It doesn't always work. It's that classic.
What's
kind
it
of,
called?
It's called Headhunters. It's a classic sort of a table turning idea about the hunter becoming the hunted, I suppose. A corporate headhunter who, as you said, robs his clients' houses, stealing their precious artworks to help finance the luxurious lifestyle that he believes his beautiful wife demands from him. He thinks he's married a woman out of his league, and so he does all this to sort of make her happy. But this heist of a Rubens painting goes terribly wrong, and suddenly everyone's betraying him, and he's on the run for much of the film. There is, I guess, there's an element of almost sex comedy in this, in that he is married to this extremely beautiful woman, and much is made of the fact that he's shorter than her and not the best-looking guy in the world and so forth. So there's a core of masculine vulnerability in it, which is fun, I think, at times. But it's also a very bruising, bloody action thriller as well, set in Norway. A great atmosphere, sort of cold, icy location. And
you
so
recommend
forth.
This one?
I think it's worth a look, Headhunters. It's not brilliant, but it is worth a look, and there's a whole lot of interesting elements to it.
Thanks very much, Jason. Coriolanus, I think Jason gives a big tick to that one. And Headhunters, well, worth a look. And you can catch Jason with Movie Time tonight on RN at 5:30, 4:30 if you're in Queensland and the Northern Territory, and 3:30 in the West.